This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joe Picozzi, that young man knocked on 70,000 doors. It's our young people that have seen where we're heading, and especially the ones that have siblings and cousins that have graduated and gone on into the job market back when Trump was in, and they've got houses, they've got cars, they're paying, their mortgage rates are low. And these poor young people right now, they don't see that for themselves. And that's what this election was all about.
That's Chris Dush here on the Dom Giordano Show. He was on earlier. State Senator Chris Dush from Punxsutawney was on something else. And we swerved into talking, who wouldn't, about Joe Picozzi from Northeast Philadelphia. Here's how Billy Penn at WHYY puts this. The turbocharged Republican candidate who flipped Philly's Northeast State Senate seat without local leadership's help. Absolutely true. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome back and congratulations on something that is pretty startling. You can look back and say, oh, we can see this coming, but not really. You and your great volunteers, and maybe the state Senate did, but not too many other people.
Well, thank you, Dom. Thanks for having me back on.
So, Joe, your start in politics was what? I know you worked with Kevin McCarthy at one point, right?
Yeah, well, I go way back. My very first job, summer going into ninth grade, I interned for now State Senator Frank Farris.
Ah, okay. Only ninth grade. What happened to grade school, Joe? What the heck were you doing?
Did you drop out after ninth grade, go right into politics?
Yeah, great. Exactly. Yeah. So, Joe, what can you tell us happened in this election other than the 70,000 doors? There was a lot of enthusiasm. I remember a column, and we got the young Republicans on. This guy, I think, was campaigning with you, or it was young, and said, yeah, our friends say you want to take a woman out on a date. We have no money to spend. What are you going to do with inflation, things of that nature? And there was a rallying cry around that. But you were grounded as much as you've been on a national scene with what's going on in Northeast Philadelphia, which is an exemplar, I used to say over the years, Joe, of the diminishment coming up the Roosevelt Boulevard. You could see it, and it's now reaching Mayfair and places like that.
Our campaign was very block to block. We canvassed on every single block of Northeast Philadelphia, and we spoke to the concerns that we were hearing at the doors. I mean, everything was local. It's what's going on here in your neighborhood, what's going on in Mayfair, what's going on in Torresdale, what's going on in Holmesburg, right? Just very specific local concerns. And I think that's what people really respond to, is somebody who cares, ultimately, especially when the people of Northeast Philadelphia have been left behind and left out of the discussion for a long time.
So do you think, look, we believe, Joe, and you know this, there's a lot of moderate Democrats. They grew up with that, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But when Sam Marapiza ran against one of the Dillons, I forget which one because they tagged him out, it was the death of Sean Toomey. It was white-hot 14-year-old yeah. killed Krasner. These kids are running wild, just bringing water into the house. And yet they turned right around and voted for the Democrat at that point. You were very methodical, true, but is it they've had enough, particularly with criminal behavior or quality of life stuff related to that, too?
Absolutely. I mean, Larry Krasner has blood on his hands. And people in Northeast Philadelphia voted against him time and time again. And this year, 2025, we're going to have another opportunity. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this is his last term in office.
Well, that's absolutely good to hear. And Joe, Northeast Philadelphia, this kind of swerves into what Trump did. Northeast Philadelphia is probably the most diverse area, I might argue, in our entire listening area. That's what it's become in certain sectors, because it's not just Latinos, blacks, whites. There must be a dozen or so Ukrainians, Brazilians. So give us an idea of what Northeast Philadelphia is now as far as demographics.
It's the most diverse part of the city, for sure. And part of my campaign was really reaching out to first-generation immigrants. I learned how to speak some Russian. I learned elementary Spanish. And it was very important to people to have someone come to them, you know, on their own terms, speaking their language as a sign of respect. And frankly, it's the same thing. You know, a lot of people whose families have been here for generations want. They want to be heard. They want to feel like somebody cares about them. Somebody's listening to them. Somebody pays attention to them. Somebody treats them with respect. And for me, I went to every event I was invited to. It was really important just to show, hey, I care about you. I'm listening to you. And as your state senator, I'm going to have office hours in different languages so people can access social services. One of my goals as a state senator is to recreate the feel of the old Northeast, where it was tight-knit community, people knew each other, people cared about each other, in a very different Northeast.
Yeah, exactly right. It is still a city of neighborhoods inside the greater Northeast. How many strip malls did you have? How many strip malls, Joe, are there in Northeast Philadelphia? I would say, by my definition, there's at least 300. There might be more.
That sounds about right. There's a lot. There's a lot of strip malls here.
So, Joe, no help, though, from the local leadership. But once they saw what you were doing, Kim Ward and the state Senate said, wow, we could actually win this or have a really good shot. And they helped. What's your sense? Look, you probably know, Joe, you're smart, very smart guy, that I have antagonism built over the years because Philadelphia is going to be tough to win the mayoral race and all that. We know that. But it doesn't have to be as woeful as it is. That hurts Northeast Philadelphia. And it also hurts any statewide or presidential candidate statewide in Pennsylvania if we don't have a growing Republican Party. And it's there to turn these people into registered Republicans.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the five wards that won at the national level. You can also look at the five wards I won here in Northeast Philadelphia. Right. When you actually go to people, and there's so many people here in my district who are actually open-minded to vote for Republicans. They've just never been asked. Right. They've never been asked. I'm very committed to party building. I'm very committed to bringing people together. I'm willing to work with anybody who's actually in this for the right reasons, who really cares. And I think we'll find a lot of support and a lot of collaborative relationships in the future.
So does that mean the current leadership, any plans to meet with them?
I will meet with them at some point once I've done a full analysis of the situation and figure out the best way forward for the party.
All right. That's fair. A good point, Joe. That's very fair, and it's very direct, letting me know that you have a sense of what I do, that this just hasn't been good. And again, it's startling to me because you have swooped into something that I always thought was there. You're the embodiment of sensing that. And greeting people in Russian or something like that in Northeast Philadelphia, that goes a long way. What was the issue, Joe? Was there an issue beyond neighborhood crime, quality of life? What is the issue people brought up again and again in Northeast Philadelphia?
Well, the issues you mentioned in the top ones, obviously cost of living is very difficult right now. A lot of people are working 2-3 jobs and struggling to get by. I've heard a lot of really challenging stories, and I'm going to fight for them in Harrisburg. And the sense of community, which we already talked about, has been a really tough thing. And I think there's a sense of hopelessness. You know, so many people have given up. So many people have left. So many people have said, it's nice what you're trying to do, but it can't be done. And the results are clear. The people of Northeast Philadelphia elected me to lead them to a brighter future, and I will deliver.
What's your signature when you go in the Senate, though, Joe? You mentioned cost of living, things of that nature. What can you possibly do that at the state Senate level?
And I've been very clear to people at their doors. You know, I can't call Jerome Powell and say, hey, we got to change monetary policy or anything like that. But there are things I can do when it comes to fees, taxes. relieving some of the pressure that's coming at them from the government, taking the boot off their necks. Pretty much any bill that comes across the floor that's going to put more money in your pocket and it's going to take the pressure off of you, I'm generally going to be in favor of that. So there are things I can do. I don't want to overpromise that I can solve the cost of living challenges as a state senator. But anything, I'm very pro-worker. Anything that helps workers is something I'm inclined to support.
Did you have union support, Joe? Because I'll say, I don't know if it was on the Inside Story on the air or not, but Bob Brady said, yeah, watch this kid. I think he's going to win in Northeast Philadelphia. How about union people?
Well, I had support of a lot of the members, a lot of the people. I was endorsed by Local 22, Firefighters and Paramedics Union. Their support has been incredible. I'm very close with them. They're a great, great organization. But I'm here for the members, and I think I had a lot of support from the actual trades workers here in Northeast Philadelphia.
Yeah, it seems that way to me, too, Joe. Well, I'm great, too, to see the number of young people you got out as volunteers. Now, my producer, Dan, has a really cogent question for you, which is, how about a shoe sponsorship? 70,000 doors. Give us an idea. You look like a pretty in shape guy.
I got a pair of Asics that work pretty well.
How many doors?
Did you like to have to buy a special pair of shoes for this?
Yeah. How many doors a day with 70,000? That's a pretty good number.
Once we got into a groove, we were hitting, over 500 pretty much every day. On the weekends, we would put up 1,000 doors. Now, this is me and my whole team,
right?
Sometimes you have two or three teams out canvassing.
Yeah.
There are days where you had 25 people out in the field. And it was all young people, tons of energy, excitement. They're just so happy to be there. And I'm so excited to keep this team together and keep moving forward with our project. And it was even on days that were tough, where you're tired, just seeing the energy from my team really inspired me. So we really built something incredible. I mean, it's another great Philadelphia underdog story.
It is, absolutely, Joe. So where do we find all things Joe Picozzi at this point?
Well, you can check my social media. And for people who might just be learning about us, too, it's a great way to look back and see how far we came, see how we built this. It really tells the story. We posted stuff every day. We really wanted to just be as transparent as possible. And that's one of my goals as a senator, too, is to be extremely transparent with all the people in Northeast Philadelphia and the Commonwealth. Make sure people know what's going on, how we're thinking about issues. But if you check out our social media, I think I'm Joseph Picozzi on Instagram. You can search and you'll find it. That's a really good way to understand what we've been up to. And we'll be telegraphing where we're heading on there as well.
Absolutely. Joe, please come back anytime that you want. I can hardly wait to meet you. And again, it's thrilling what happened here. It's so unusual, but I think it was there all the time. It just took your grit and intelligence to get in there and do it. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Joe Picozzi here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, I like his comments. Yo, Vince, why don't you come out of the bar and say hello to Joe over there? Dan, that's a guess. Even more than Kenny, people know. I go for the offbeat. Vince Fenner, the average listener, is saying, why does Dom keep on saying this guy's name?
Yeah.
Well, he's the chairman of the Republican Party, which apparently is big in bars in Northeast Philadelphia.
Take that that's thing about out. Unhook it.
That's about it.
Where would I have Rizzo?
Yeah, Rizzo wouldn't have any time for Vince Fenner, Dan. No.
You turn that off.
Yeah, there wouldn't be. No. All right, phone lines are 855-839. I got to go to, before we do Money Melody, Alan and Yardley's got something pretty good here, Dan, that she told you.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Alan and Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, welcome in.
Thanks, Dom. Great show. Appreciate all your interviews. And thanks for bringing Diane Marseglia's situation to light.
I have an update, too, since you're out there, too. And I didn't know this. Maybe you did. The next meeting, I'm going to make it heaven and earth. They meet in Doylestown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The next meeting of the is the wait a minute. Here we go. It is this coming. It's the 20th. And it's in the usual room. My source says they're going to need a bigger boat for this. They meet at 10:30 a.m. on the November 20th.
That's convenient for the people that work. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Great point.
And that, Alan, what? That's the first thing I would ask. Why in the world do they get away with this stuff? Who in the world, other than activists or people that work odd things, can self-employed, can take off and be there at 10:30? But I put the over and under because of her comments at 200 people at least. and I plan to be over there. I don't know if I can ask a question since I'm not from Bucks County.
Well, I'm sure if you want to ask a question, you'll figure out a way.
Good point.
But you have something for us that's happened to you because you call so much.
Yeah, that's fantastic what you told me there, Al. I put it on the board.
This is hysterical, and I'm kind of embarrassed because I do call a lot. And I look down on my contacts, and now there's a red star by your contact. And apparently, through AI or whoever, now you're my emergency contact. So if the police call this number on my behalf, please have somebody respond.
Yeah.
Our dial-ins are calling.
Now, Dan, you know, we're getting close to that, right? That's potential caller of the year material.
I know.
That we're their contact.
I will tell you. And the other thing is, you have to understand, my husband never answers his cell phone, so I'm counting on you guys.
Well, you know, that's a pretty good qualification.
We usually do have a call screener working.
Scott of Mount Laurel, can you top that, buddy? Earl of Tacony, can you top that? We're the emergency number of Allen.
This is Yardley Police.
You guys,
for,
these guys, Dan.
Yeah, this is a radio station, the Dom Giordano program.
This is exactly what Greg Stocker wants, that we're the emergency number across the board. Allen,
you are an emergency number for so many reasons, but I'm hesitant to take it off. So
okay, but Allen, tell us, what is your Washington D.C. Virginia thing?
Oh, they are all below the Mason-Dixon line, which today is really a figurative sense of the line that separates the North from the South. But there are those that still count on that line and say I'm below the Mason-Dixon for political, social, and cultural reasons.
That is a real good one. Joe Biden used to say that about Delaware. So, Dan, here is the thing for people that are interested. The next meeting of the Bucks County Commissioners at this point, November 20th, which is Wednesday, 10 a.m. Usually they meet at the Bucks County Administration Building, first floor commissioner's meeting room in Doylestown. But my source says, I think they're going to need a bigger boat. I mean, room. Yeah, let's set the over and under. I mean, national media ought to be there for Diane, since she won't answer anybody else, to know what other laws does she not want to follow? Because nothing matters in America anymore, because she can't get her way on these fraudulent ballots or these ballots that are not following the law, however you want to put it. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. I think Joe Picozzi liked that idea of a shoe sponsor, though, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Deny it.
70,000 doors, that's impressive. But if we're going to get into door knocking with a team of producers from this station, Dan, just look around. Think of those producers in the producer lounge. I think we could hit, 10 doors in a month, don't you?
About five.
Five? Only five?
Five.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Here's Greg Stocker. You'll be producing and you'll have to knock on 500 doors a day. All right. 855-839-1210. It is time for...
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
That is exactly right. We're playing today for that great coffee table book, a copy of Letters to Trump, $100 value, where some of the most famous people in the world say glowing things about Trump in letters, and then not so much when he ran for office. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, we're going to talk about a pair of brothers, twins, who really skyrocketed to fame in the early 2000s and led the pop-punk movement, who actually hail from the DMV, originally from Maryland, broke out playing clubs in the D.C. metro area. One of the brothers, now a host of a reality show that's become me and Maisie's favorite reality competition show. So all those clues, Dom, put together for a Christmas cover. It's that time, B101 sister stations playing the Christmas music. So let's rock our first Christmas cover of the year. We want to know the name of this band covering this song. A pair of twins really exploded to popularity and led the pop punk movement of the early 2000s. Take a listen.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Basic, pretty valid.
Yeah, pretty basic.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
A little bit tougher than yesterday's, I still remember.
Yeah, it's more in the clues today,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I got made fun of for yesterday's.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to make it brutally tough, but you did not. By the way, the prosecution expected to rest in that Daniel Penny subway case in New York. That's going to be a real tell on what this jury does. But it hinges right now, and we'll get you in the running to get the Trump book, 855-839-1210. Who is covering that song?
I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, babe.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.